This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sean, you know who you wrote that for?
Who?
Supposedly? Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh, really?
Party,
JLH.
Party of Five Star. JLH.
A Ghost Whisperer fame.
Cruel Intentions.
Jennifer Love Hewitt in... he's not that into you. No. What's the movie where the guy says, "Would you like to touch?" And the guy yells, "The beer's gone bad." They play the Guns N' Roses. Oh, my God. It can hardly wait.
It can hardly wait.
She was...
Yes.
Throw 90.
Wasn't she also in I Think I Know What You Did Last Summer?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Tomorrow on this show on draft day, a guy who has been in several NFL draft rooms, Bill O'Brien,
right,
will join us tomorrow. Now the head coach of Boston College has some input into Mac Jones, et cetera, when we finally talk to Bill O'Brien.
Right.
So he'll join us on draft day tomorrow.
And what it was like working with Bill and not having a voice is what everybody tells us in the draft room.
Yeah, that's right.
It's Bill's way and that's it.
That's it. So that's tomorrow on this show. And then Friday, roadshow number one of season three of roadshows. We will be in Brattleboro, Vermont at the Stone Church Friday morning. See you there. On the text line, Subaru of New England text line during the break, a suggestion that Joe Mazzulla is the rare male uptalker.
Wow. Yeah, 207 text said that.
I haven't noticed that, but we could go back and listen maybe.
I will have a deep dive into Joe Mazzulla linguistics.
Talk about a unicorn, a black guy.
Right, a black male.
Speaks white girl.
Yes, yes.
Pragogi.
Also, how is Joe? I heard Gretchen Foyer talking about this yesterday. How is Joe Mazzulla not in the top three when it comes to Coach of the Year in the NBA?
Really?
None of the Celtics.
Wow, I did.
There is no, there's no, when it comes to NBA honors, there's not a single Celtic in the top three in any category.
Yeah, crazy.
I saw the MVP and I was kind of like, and I looked at the MVP and the three finalists that they had. It was the Joker, SAG, and Oklahoma
SGA.
SGA, excuse me. And who was the third one? Oh, Luka Doncic.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, they're putting them up there because their points per game is better than Jason Tatum's. But Jason Tatum is on the best team, but then they're going to say he plays with better talent.
That's going to be that's probably the argument when it comes to Joe Mazzulla.
How many wins would the Celtics have with James as their head coach? I mean, honestly.
With who was the head coach?
My son.
I get this argument, Curtis, but also – I think he's done a really good job when it comes to Jason Tatum progressing as a leader, the two Jays, you know, becoming simpatico. Like,
I give Brad Stevens credit for that because that was done when they traded Marcus Smart.
Yeah.
His job, right. Joe Mazzulla's job was much more difficult when Marcus Smart was here.
I just think it's wild to me that he's not even in the top three. So,
yeah.
Anyway, we can talk about that more as the morning progresses. I owe you a lead. And so Tom Brady did his interview with the barber a couple weeks ago.
Vic the barber.
And what seemed to go viral most from that interview was a suggestion that he would return at some point maybe to the NFL. However, some of the stuff that he said is now being talked about. Yesterday, everybody was chatting about what Tom Brady said about today's athlete and the issue with today's athlete. So I wanted to play that and get your reaction to it. Here's Tom Brady.
And I think the biggest problem with a lot of kids these days, it's all about them. It's all about them, their brand, their social media. And then when it's about me and then not about us, well, there's no way to succeed as a team if all you're doing is thinking about how selfish it is for you to get attention.
It's cool to show the world how great you are, but the most inspiring thing is how great you can make others.
That's the point of life, is what we could do. How do you help other people finish the race, not just you?
Mm. Mm. Some good stuff there.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you feel like that's
the issue? I get it, and I agree with him, but I also understand that it's about the money that some of these kids are trying to make. And there's no trust in sports, right? So you want me to trust a guy, a coach, or an organization that does my teammates dirty or does me dirty.
Okay, but that's the way it works in every workplace.
So how can I be 100% all in when I can't trust you?
But that's how it, like Greg just said, any place you work, you're going to have a manager, you're going to have a boss, you're going to have the president of
but
a company
that right?
you don't True. Agree with or you don't trust.
I trust Greg. I trust Ken.
I'm not talking about Greg or Ken. I'm just saying you've never had somebody that you've worked for and have disagreed with or not trusted.
Oh, very much so. At this very place.
That's what I'm saying.
But I'm just saying right now.
Or not trusted. Right now, yeah, things are great. But in the past, I've had plenty of bosses that I don't trust, that I don't think have
Well, if I don't trust you, how can I give you...
That's the world.
Yeah, well, see, and that's...
That's life.
But that's the new way. And I get what some of the athletes are kind of thinking about. I get, if I can't trust you, I got to take care of myself before I can take care of what you want me to take care of.
But Tom Brady is spot on here.
I agree with him.
This is the Curtis, right?
Yeah, this is what happens as a society when you stop celebrating greatness and you start celebrating victims. Everybody wants to be victimized instead of everybody wanting to overcome something and find their best. That's where we are.
Like in the Twitch chat, mm-hmm. and you can watch this show every day on Twitch. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. And thank you so much to those who do every day. We would be nothing without you, Twitch. Somebody suggests that that's their issue. They're a Bears fan. That's their issue when it comes to Caleb Williams, is the guy has got a lot of talent,
right.
clearly,
mm-hmm.
but he was somebody who also was demanding that he get equity.
No, I get
it. In any team that might draft him.
Then why? It's weird because it doesn't make any sense to me because people rail on Drake May all the time, and all he did was try and stay at a school that he loves and support the people and the school that he loves, and yet everybody's like, Mom, Drake May's going to suck. Well, so pick a lane. That's kind of simple.
Pick a lane. It doesn't mean that this relates to talent. What it is that, and this is in this field, Greg, you know, 20 years ago when I was interning as a sophomore in college, you did everything. You tried to talk to everybody. What else can I do? I want to have FaceTime with Ryan Russillo at 1510 The Zone and do whatever you need so that you know that my name when I leave.
Right.
And now you meet a kid who comes in. They're knee deep in their phone. They all think that they're going to be, you know, Mike and the Mad Dog at 20. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no understanding of what's required to become good at your job.
100%. Sorry.
Well, no, it's just with regard to what Shime is talking about, it's not about the talent, but what Tom Brady is pointing out is the team part of it.
Yeah.
Is the part of it that you're, especially in football, you know, you're a part of a team. Your role is what your role is.
Right.
And you don't embrace that because you're more concerned about your likes and your NILs and your endorsements. You want to be Johnny Yodel, and it takes a long time to work your way up to Johnny.
But he's a lightweight
Yodel.
Yeah, but it's about taking
many
care
years.
Of it's about taking care of the me before it is taking care of the you.
Yes,
like, that's why.
But he's a lightweight hypocrite because he left here because he felt like it was more about him.
Ooh.
But after 20 years of him putting the team before himself.
I was watching this thing on Netflix.
Careful, Wiggy. You're going to make Curtis real mad.
No. I was a team player my whole career.
Yeah.
And it got me nowhere as far as in the sense of being able to take advantage financially because teams don't, they lie to you, you can't trust them, and they run all over you. When you're a Brady status or you get to a Patrick Mahomes status, it's a little bit easier because guess what? You know you're getting your just due. But anyways, I was watching this thing on Netflix, and it's called Unlocked. And it's about these prisoners that are locked up in jail, and the warden decides to open up this unit and basically let the inmates house the unit and make the community right. And there was a clash between old heads and young dudes. And the young dudes were upset is because the old heads would tell them, oh, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to do this. But yet, they weren't abiding to what they were saying. So I get what Brady did early in his career, but you kind of lightweight hypocrite because at the end of your career, it became about you and your brand more than it became about
the
team.
I think the difference is Tom Brady earned that he switched.
I get what you're saying,
when
Courtney.
When he first came into the league, he's saying that's the issue with kids now. They're coming into the league expecting too much, putting
Here's
themselves
the
before the team.
But it's a different time,
but,
though.
But and I'm saying, though, these kids, and I think the main difference is there are a ton of things that a D1 football player has the experience from being in that team that I will never have the experience of having, so they have the leg up on that.
Right.
One thing that they will not have the leg up on is, like Curtis said, having to be an intern, being bitched at constantly, being told to go pick up coffee, go pick up lunch,
it's a different time.
To have that put you into your place going into the real world, that is what some athletes need.
But
here's the biggest difference. Yeah. Mac Jones was drafted by the Patriots.
Right.
What was the first thing he did?
What'd he do?
Trademarked Mac 10.
Right. But here's the
Tom Brady won six Super Bowls.
No, here's the difference.
And he earned all of that, just like Mahomes and Jordan and LeBron.
But he was a first-round pick. Brady was a sixth-round pick.
There's a massive difference. Let me tell you the difference.
There isn't. They each had done nothing
in
the NFL.
Let me tell you the difference from somebody who's been in those shoes before and who's walked that walk and has talked that talk. The difference is when I came up, we had guys like Bill Parcells. We had guys that were those style of coaches.
Bill Belichick.
We had those type of guys. And we were taught differently. When these young dudes come up, they come up a different way.
They're vaping with Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, so it's a different way. So
I'm not blaming the kids.
It's like I tell my son, right? I played in a different time where a coach like Parcells or Belichick would ride your ass. You play in a different era, so you're not built like me. So I can't expect my son and the kids that play today to be built like me when they didn't come up that way.
But here's the issue. We are to blame, or not me, the Greg's generation, your generation,
right.
The kids of the boomers' kids
are
the ones that change that. It's not. I agree. It's not the kids' fault. This is the environment that they've been raised in.
And they're gonna grow. It's like we had this conversation about raising kids. Greg's, your parents threw you out when you were 18 because you didn't do what was right. We don't do that. And then our kids are gonna grow up, and when they have kids, they're gonna raise them differently than we were. So we're hypocrites to be like, you should do it my way.
All right, well, we are finally done with leads.
That was a great lead, too.
You
good
like
lead.
I do like it because I agree with what Brady's saying to a certain extent, but he's got to understand we come from a different era.
Yeah.
And you got to understand that the young dudes, they're in a – so you got to kind of put yourself in. If that was me today, if Tom Brady's playing today, he's probably thinking about NILs.
But here's why Tom Brady's more impressive than Mahomes in many ways, but the biggest reason to me, he's one with different generations. You want to say he doesn't know how to relate to guys? He sure as hell did. He won early on when he was the young kid.
Mm-hmm.
He won older when he was 20 years older than his best receiver. He's had an opportunity, and he has related.
Well, this may be the reason that the interest level in somebody like J.J. McCarthy goes up, because he seems to be that kind of guy who is a winner, is a leader, and I get it, Shime, you're going to tell me, I don't care what his win record was in high school, but he's just – there may be more interest in him because he seems like a less of a me kind of guy and more of a team kind of guy.
Yeah, Greg, you may think that I poo-poo it, and I do to an extent. Like, I don't think that increases his talent level, but I think you're right. I think other teams in the NFL look at him and go, oh, that's a guy that has kind of an old-school mentality, and we like that. And I think there are a lot of teams that like that.
All right, they said it coming up. We'll get to that. Then we'll get to Courtney and today's news. And speaking of Courtney, we should get to what is trending right now.
your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox fell to the Guardians 4-1 with Tanner Houck going six innings, giving up two runs on five hits while striking out five. The game was scoreless till the seventh, and before the game, Alex Cora gave an update on Tristan Cassis, who has a rib fracture.
We just have to be patient now. Timetable, there's none. You know, this has to heal on its own, so we just got to be patient.
You know what the issue is? It's early.
Mm-hmm.
But the Red Sox are getting a built-in excuse when it comes to injuries.
Yep. Oh, yeah. They're riding that injury train.
Am I right about that? Yeah,
Sam Kennedy could tell the future, I guess.
You're not going to be able to sit there, trade deadline time, and actually make a judgment on this team, and they're going to be able to point to injuries.
Right. Yep. Chris Sale is healthy, and all the Red Sox are hurt.
They've got another one with the Guardians tonight, 6:10 first pitch, with Cooper Criswell getting the start. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 5:10 on the MassMutual pregame show, and then Joe Castiglione and Lou Merlone have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. Going to be a busy night. The Celtics are at home with a tip at 7 in Game 2 against the Heat, while the Bruins are in Toronto to take on the Maple Leafs in Game 3. Puck drop also at 7. Elsewhere in the NBA, with the Knicks up 2 games on the Sixers, the NBA report for Game 2 says the refs made multiple mistakes against Philly in their loss. Among the 4 misses, the Nick Nurse timeout that was not called with 27.2 seconds remaining is noted. Sixers will not file an official protest of Monday's result. They will file a complaint to the league over the officiating in Games 1 and 2. And Shaw's and Star Market presents Norwegian Prime Salmon Fillets, now on sale. Get it today for just $8.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
And Greg, not to put salt in the wound, but today's era of kids would have made your always set a screen, box out style of basketball that much more valuable. Yeah. Team first would have been far bigger on the priority list. So, unfortunately, you missed your calling. 46 degrees and cloudy, afternoon high of 63.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Rambling men and woman tomorrow on our way to Keene, New Hampshire for the pregame for Friday's roadshow. We'll be at the Poorhouse on draft night, and I would guess that we will be there by 7. See all of you tomorrow night. Nice, beautiful, scenic drive to the North Country, Curtis. What'd you say, about 3 hours?
Yep.
It'll take us to get up there tomorrow?
I'm just going to do some J.J. McCarthy breathing exercises.
And then, of course, the future of an entire franchise hinges on what occurs tomorrow night at 8 o'clock or 8:20 or whatever. I would guess the Patriots, if they stay at 3, pick. I mean, first of all, can we eliminate the if you know who you're going to pick, can you just make the pick? I don't need the drama of you being on the clock.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, let's.
Well, that's Gresh's favorite part of the draft.
Let's, like, roll through this thing. You're Chicago. Just boom. We know who you're taking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That should be.
But I don't know, what, 8:15, 8:20, whatever it is. By the time they get to it, New England Patriots will pick at number 3.
Yeah, so, about 8:20, 8:30, yeah. Probably. Mm-hmm. Okay. They draw this thing out.
Oh, big moment for this franchise. Whoever's big moment for Jonathan Kraft or whoever is making the pick.
I'm happy either way because I've been hearing like a lot of good things about both quarterbacks, you know, from different experts and analysts and everything. You know, people speak highly about Drake May, and then people have been speaking highly about Jaden Daniels.
But Jaden Daniels is the kind of quarterback you want.
Well, Drake May is a good athlete.
I know, but you want that kind of that model quarterback.
Yeah, I think Jaden Daniels is a little bit more of the today's type of mobile quarterback.
Which
ability.
You say all the time
yep.
is the only way you can win in the league now.
Well,
is
it
having
helps.
That kind of quarterback.
I think somebody else said that too. I can't remember if it was Judon or maybe it might have been Ninkovich.
Greg, you want to know why Wiggy loves Jaden Daniels so much? Because it reminds him of his favorite draft prospect ever.
Justin Fields. Wiggy just wants to draft Justin Fields.
You finally get the do-over.
If you love incompletions, Drake May's your guy.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I think I'm fine with anything other than a trade down. If they trade down, I'm going to be disappointed.
I will too.
That's out of character for you, though. You like a good value.
Not in this case. Not when you have the opportunity to take a player at number 3 can change your franchise.
Do you know what this draft has in common with the one that you cited yesterday with only one player still on the team he was drafted by in Trevor Lawrence?
One quarterback, yeah.
So here's the similarity. If Jaden Daniels was the second best quarterback, if Drake May was the third best quarterback, all we'd be talking about is the Cardinals at 4. But they're not. Just like the 49ers traded up to 3, we all thought to draft Mac Jones, then Kyle Shanahan changed his mind and took Trey Lance. When you don't know at this stage, you really don't know about the player, if that makes sense. Like in all the big years, right, it was Bledsoe or Meyer or Peyton or Leaf. You know, you knew which one of these guys, but it was whoever went one, the other was going two. In this case, it's similar to that 2020 draft where they're all over the place, which means when there's not a consensus, they might be great, but nobody really knows.
Yeah, I don't know. I look at like a draft like the Josh Allen draft. Like Baker Mayfield last minute rose up to number 1, and Josh Allen is clearly the best of the bunch. Like, it's not even close. And so, but he was not a consensus. He was not just like the consensus next guy either. So I think drafting quarterbacks in the first round is a scary proposition and not necessarily the easiest job either. And it's very, a lot of times more likely than not, he's just not going to hit. It is what it is.
Well, 36 hours away. And Gresh and Foyer have landed in Detroit, and they will be live from Detroit right up and through draft night and Friday morning, or Friday mid-morning, their show out there. So all of the draft, all of it here on WEEI for you over the next 36 hours. And our draft coverage is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the home heating oil delivery and HVAC pros at McFarlandEnergy.com, by Chock Full of Nuts, which is the unofficial nickname for the governor's cabinet, Curtis?
Hey!
And then McCormick Grillmates seasoning also, because grilling season is here. Let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me facing. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it. Brought to you by AAA Work Trucks. Take the work out of your next work truck. AAAWorkTrucks.com.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. In sports, where should we begin this morning, Shine?
Well, Gregory, let's begin with Daniel Jeremiah, who is a big-time draft analyst. He was on the Ryan Russillo podcast and actually explained what the Patriots had told free agents their plan was and how they were courting free agents this past offseason, because they were talking about, oh, I think we're going to make a certain move at draft time.
In free agency, I know when they were talking to some offensive players and trying to get them to sign, when they asked to lay out the plan was we're going to sign a quarterback for $8 to $10 million, and we're going to take a quarterback at three. Well, they gave Jacoby Brissett $8 million or whatever, I think. It was like literally on the nose of what they told some of these people.
Check that box
off. So I'm like, that one's checked. Well, if they didn't lie about that, I don't know why they'd be lying about number three.
Okay. Having that in the pitch deck,
mm-hmm.
Did that work when it came to landing any free agents? I mean,
No.
Okay.
No.
But that's okay. At least there was no clam chowder mentioned. They weren't taking anybody for clam chowder, so that's fine. I mean, listen. You have to believe in them. You have to believe that they know. You got to believe that Elliot Wolf knows what he's doing.
But given what we now know and what I think I know, can you draw a straight line between the $25 million they're paying Belichick and the lack of spending in free agency? In other words, when Mayo said that to us, they believed Bill would have a job. They wouldn't have to spend the full $25 million on Bill to do nothing, and maybe that money they would have allocated to other free agents was not spent because they're paying Bill to do nothing.
Maybe they should not have been running around trying to prevent Bill from getting a job then.
All right. Well, that might have helped.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Well,
oh,
yes.
Well, that's right.
Curtis has
according to Seth Wickersham?
Yes.
According to several sources, yes. Yeah. Curtis's source has said something
sources
different.
Sources or not?
Seth
never know.
Wickersham was capping on that one.
Yep. Everything else he got right, though.
Yes. He's Curtis, 9 out of 10.
Curtis was sent a strongly worded email.
Nope, I was not. I was
like, the Patriots made this bed. You have to lie in it. Right. Get over it. Don't make excuses like this is the bed you made.
Right.
They're not trading out, Chime. Your mock is wrong.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll find out, Curtis.
What are you going to do if your mock, your highly touted mock, is incorrect and they pick at number three?
Greg, no mock draft is ever 100%. Like, it's okay. Not. It's...
I will be printing the mock draft to have with me at Poorhouse.
Go for it.
To same. Check off or cross off.
But you remember, because he's gonna lean towards the other top five picks. So if he hits a couple there, he's going to fall back on
just
that.
Just a reminder, if they trade out,
yeah,
they are doing exactly what Bill Belichick would have done.
Yep.
Just to remind everybody.
Yeah. They could have had him as a consultant. I mean, paying him $25 million, maybe say, hey, Bill, I know you're not doing anything.
Just for draft night?
Yeah, just for you think you want to be a consultant. Wait,
could you believe if the Patriots trade out and they take a receiver that sucks and it's the perfect Bill draft?
All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, one of the potential Patriot draft picks could be J.J. McCarthy, and he was on the Adam Schefter podcast and talked about communication he has had with guys like Matthew Stafford and, Tom Brady, and what it would be like playing for the New England Patriots.
Tom and I have a great relationship. I ask him questions all throughout the season and stuff like that. I try not to bother him too much. You know, I asked Matthew Stafford a little bit of advice about this process, and he told me that, you know, he's a little far removed from it because it happened so long ago, so I didn't even bother to ask Tom. But it would just, you know, such honor and respect, like I said, like being able to, I'm always about playing for the guys that came before and, you know, the guys who built the foundation to where it is right now. So, obviously, being a part of the New England Patriots, that means everything. You know, going back to when Brady was playing and how he was, you know, doing it for Teddy Bruschi and Willie McGinnis and Ty Law and all those guys. So, being able to pay that forward would be a tremendous honor.
All right. Okay.
That answer is exactly why NFL teams love him.
And that's why Brady loves him.
They are taking him at three.
You think so?
There is no doubt in my
mind. You're firmly in that when it comes to that camp that you believe they're going to take him.
Yep.
But see, just like players, and like how Brady's like players have changed over time, and like it's no longer about team first and that kind of thing. I feel like organizations have changed, and it's about, yeah, that's all good and fine. You have a great team aspect, but can you play? Right? They're willing to go with the guy who has more talent, might come with more bet, and they've always done that. That's one of the things that's always chapped my ass.
You're saying the guy who might be a dink.
Yeah, that's one of the things that chapped my ass. So that's why sometimes it's hard for me to sit here and go team first when I'm giving you everything. I'm walking the line of being a great, you know, person in the community.
Okay, but that doesn't end up all. I mean, I guess there are cases where you're a dink.
Mm-hmm.
But you're very talented.
Right.
And you end up, but look at Russell Wilson, for example.
Right, but I think that's
the guy is a dink.
Right. But I think teams,
he still has a Super Bowl trophy.
But I think teams today, Greg,
right,
organizations, like, because they're more of the new school way of thinking, I think this organizations today are more willing to take dinks with talent than the good J.J. McCarthy type
team
of thinking. Team guys. Yes.
2024, it pays to be a dink.
Yeah, and that's, I think that's what I would have said if I was Brady up there, too. I would have said, yeah, the younger players are different, but also the teams are.
What's next, Shime?
Next, let's pivot over to your Boston Bruins. Brad Marchand spoke yesterday ahead of Game 3, and he knows exactly what Toronto is bringing to the table.
They're playing a really good playoff-type game right now. You know, you knew they would. They're built different than in the past years. They're playing a lot more physical, very committed to forechecking, playing very tight defensively. So you got to give them credit. You know, they're one of the top teams for a reason. And then when you add their offensive ability on top of that, you know, they're a tough team to play right now. And we're seeing it, you know, even the first game. You know, it was a different game than the score. So we have to continue to be better. You know, it's a very tight playoff series, so you know, we knew it was going to be a battle, and you know, they've showed up. They're playing for keeps, you know, so it's a good challenge.
Hostile environment tonight. Yeah. Those fans, they finally get to go inside. They don't have to stand outside.
But you're a better team, though.
You are. Well, you were a better team in the regular season,
yeah,
clearly. And you should, you know, you should be winning this
they
series.
They want to give you the series, as sloppy as they
I'm
play.
Assuming that it's Swayman. I mean, we can't assume. They won't say who it is.
I will assume it's Swayman.
Yeah. Swayman tonight.
Yeah.
When was the last time the Bruins were eliminated by a team that was actually better than them? Because definitely not against the Blues.
The Hurricanes, 2 years ago.
So the Hurricanes, okay.
Yeah.
Because by and large, they've lost the teams.
I mean, the St. Louis Blues in that series, Curtis, their goaltender got extraordinarily hot.
Okay, yeah, but the Bruins were the better team.
They were the better team, and they should have won that series.
Yeah, because they couldn't win at home in that series.
Uh-huh. Seems to be a common thread for Boston sports teams. They can't win at home in the playoffs.
And Boston is a better... Why don't we have a big outdoor thing like they have it? We're a better hockey city.
I think your moonshot, Greg.
What about Dunkin' Donuts and Stowe?
It's okay. We don't bat 1,000.
Oh, okay.
Look at Chimes Mock.
True.
But your moonshot should be to establish an outdoor viewing spot in Boston that is greater than the Maple Leaf Garden.
Didn't they do it a few years ago at City Hall Plaza? And they had, like, Lil Nas X perform?
Did they?
That was as, like, a hype thing before the Stanley
Cup. Thing before.
So they kicked everybody out during the game?
I'm not sure.
Curtis is right.
I just remember that was a big concert.
Curtis is right. That should be our moonshot on this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, doing a, like, a rivaling the Toronto fans when it comes to thousands of us outdoors.
A giant, you know, screen where they watch the game.
We could use my television from Echelon.
I think City Hall Plaza is a good location, right? Yeah.
You're right. Everybody could bring the TV like you have at your home to the plaza.
It's a bring-your-own-TV event?
It's like JetBlue.
All right. That's They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. News with Courtney coming up, including a robot uprising report, which is terrifying. What the robot that you can now officially buy for $10,000 can do to your enemies. We'll get to that and the rest of the news next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
It's time for...
Besides, I used to drive an 18-wheeler. You know what I did? That's exactly right.
The news.
When the rich fly private jets, climate change is what we get.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Here's seismologist.
The news is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with four locations, including their newest in Woburn, with appointments as early as 7 a.m. Visit northeastmenshealth.com for more on WEEI.
Jury selection resumes in the Karen Reed case today. They have 19 seated. Now, that's three more than the 12 jurors and four alternates sought for this trial.
Okay, excellent.
If you're not watching on Twitch, Greg is holding up his...
No, don't. I'm just holding it. What?
Showing us
his handwriting.
Oh, okay.
Your notes on your pink paper.
I do things for that sometimes that are just for those that are watching this show.
Oh, I'm sorry. The reason that it's continuing today, according to defense attorney Alan Jackson, is that some of the jurors may have availability issues. Now, how long do we think that this trial may go on?
They said, I think the prosecution said they needed 6 weeks. I think so.
That's a long time.
Let's get it going, though.
Yeah, no. So
opening arguments will be Monday, maybe?
Hoping for
opening
Monday.
Statements?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yep. Can't wait.
Yep.
Can't wait.
Now on to a very creepy story.
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents...
You think I am a creepy guy?
How creepy is it?
It was probably the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Can I put the camera in the lady toilet?
And it's kind of creepy, which is nice.
Back up, you creep.
60-year-old Jose Mendez from Somerville has been charged with two counts of an indecent assault and battery on a person over 14 years after he was accused of abusing women while posing as a chiropractor at his home business.
This sounds like something you would fall for.
100%. Yeah.
So
again, I'm not asking for his degrees or his license.
Yeah, but I mean, if you go to a chiropractor and the guy is doing it out of his
living room,
his ranch, like in the garage, like I think you might be a little suspicious.
Right.
I don't know. One of my very good friends has like a family doctor that does it out of his house in like a side like room.
Yeah.
You might want to be careful then.
And she loves him. We could hear from one neighbor, Kit Casey, on Boston 25.
Obviously, that's disgusting. It's really weird that it's right across the street from us. Like, maybe he could be looking out the window. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Really gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't mind my grandfather while he's in the living room watching television. Coming in the back, I'll adjust you real quick.
Do you have, like, a legit sign, or was it just, like, handwritten with a Sharpie?
I'm guessing that he had a legit...
Chiropractor office with an arrow.
A chiropractor was misspelled.
Yes.
Please don't park in the driveway to the right.
But it is crazy that people can still be duped by this. Like, after Larry Nassar, we all heard about, you know, what those poor children went through with him, and he was all about adjustments, but the way he was doing it was not right.
Yeah.
They just got their settlement.
That's disgusting.
$138.7 million for those victims.
From the FBI.
Yeah.
Because the FBI, they were able to prove the FBI didn't do what they should have done. So,
yeah. Police in Norwell are warning women that their targets in place like Home Goods while their purses are on their carts. So you have to be careful when you're at places like Home Goods, Target, whatever. They're saying it's not a specific store, but across the town this is happening, where they're getting reports of women whose wallets are stolen from their shopping carts and they don't realize it until they're checking out.
Right.
So we can hear from one resident, Jackie Dinzomer, on Boston 25.
You really have to keep your pocketbook on you, not like in the car. I think once you know someone personally that it's happened to, then you become really very aware of it.
Is that illegal now? Can you steal someone's pocketbook, or is that like taking stuff from the store? Or like, do we do we actually punish people for pockets for stealing pocketbooks or no?
I think there might still be a punishment somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, good.
It's probably a misdemeanor, though.
That's right. Slap on the wrist.
I mean, it's pickpocketing in the U.S. Like, that's crazy that people are going to Home Goods, Target. You got to worry about sex trafficking, and now you got to worry about your wallet being stolen.
Yeah, just be careful, ladies.
Phones, too,
not to leave your purses on the thing. Put them on your shoulder or something like that.
Yep. Greg, we actually just got a call from the police warning you that your wallet might get taken by young women.
Sean, I'm appreciated for more than a wallet.
Yeah.
It's the card that's in the wallet.
My personality, sense of humor.
That's it.
That black card's doing work.
It's always the personality.
It's the free trips to a very island location.
You're cuddling.
Might be the GLF.
Mm, okay. Yep.
I think it's the jokes.
Some are wondering.
Grandpa loves food.
You think it's the jokes?
Yeah, because you know what the women always say. If he can make me laugh, I'll be with any man.
I'll tell you one thing. Pete Davidson. DMs all over me yesterday about the soft serve. Love soft serve.
Yeah, see?
Get smoked.
And DMs grew up near Curtis. And she brought up
Bubbling Brook. Oh,
you guys grew up right near each other.
Yeah, I grew up right on the Medfield line of Dover. It was kind of like the hood.
So I've changed my stance on soft serve.
Since you brought up your GLF, I would like you to address something. There's some comments in Twitch this morning.
Yes.
That are wondering if you've started dyeing your hair.
They say that every day. They've said it for months.
They said your hair is looking darker.
It doesn't look any different than it is. How could I dye my hair and not dye my beard?
Right.
You jackasses.
Right.
It sounds like a good excuse for somebody that's dying
their
hair.
You kind of look like Creed, Wiggy, when he took the ink from the printer.
If I dyed my hair, listen, I'm pretty open book.
Yeah, right.
If I dyed my hair, I'd tell you about it. I think the... I'm waiting for the Silver Fox part to arrive.
Yeah, the women love the Silver Fox. Silver Fox is a big now. Yeah.
I have the gray in the beard.
Yeah, you don't have it up top.
I have a little bit, on the sides. Yeah. A little bit of the gray on the sides.
You usually get a fade, so you kind of get rid of that. But the women love the Silver Fox.
I would be happy. If
Twitch, bitch, we need a poll.
When it rains, I would never dye my hair because I don't want the dye running down.
Not how it works.
It is.
No, if you actually dyed your hair.
We used to work with a guy around here, one of our sales weasels. Oh. And the dude sprayed the top of his head.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And everybody knew it.
That's different.
And then he'd go call on accounts, and they'd say, hey, your salesperson comes in, and when it's raining...
He trips down.
The paint is running down the side
of
his face.
It's like mascara running down a woman's eyes.
Very nice man, by the way. Love him. Very nice guy, but rather embarrassing for an organization, a sales organization.
Well, here's the reason Greg is not dying his hair. He has not had the non-organic mention about a hairstylist in the last month.
Hey, you know what? Be happy, Greg. There are a lot of dudes out there that don't have hair, so at least you got that.
Right. Thank you.
Say, hey, you know what?
I have a bald spot in the back, though.
Oh, no.
Which is just getting big. See that?
It's not that bad, though.
Dr. Matthew Lepresti could fix that right up.
No, I don't think
That's not that bad.
I am very comfortable in my own skin.
That's not like a look from... that's not like the, he's holding on to something there. That's like a small, you can't even tell.
Yeah, I'd never noticed it.
All right, should we take a break?
Sure.
Okay, rest of the news, including the robot uprising report, which is terrifying. What a robot that you can buy for 10 grand can now do, I guess, to protect you. But I think it's alarming that this is happening in the United States of America. We'll get to that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.